Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Let's give our attention to God's Word, recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 66, where we are told, "From this time many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him." Fred was fed up. The last demand was too much. He stormed into his supervisor's office and said, "I quit." Once the initial shock wore off, the supervisor collected his thoughts and asked, "What brought this on?" Years of pent-up frustration poured from Fred like water through a broken dam. His supervisor tried to diffuse Fred's emotions and dissuade him from doing something so rash. Fred was undeterred, and he maintained his position, "I quit." I quit. While they are words I would prefer not to use, they are usually held in ready reserve. When a challenge becomes insurmountable, or when a problem becomes irresolvable, or when a task seems too daunting, "I quit" becomes a reasonable solution and provides a small sense of satisfaction. "I quit." This was the response of many of Jesus' disciples. They yearned for his miracles, they relished his teaching, they even delighted in Jesus' gentle leadership. However, when Jesus began to explain the high cost of discipleship in more detail, many were drawn to the same conclusion. "I quit." While it may be a quick and easy solution, should it be the response I offer my Lord and Savior? Certainly there will be challenging times as I follow him. I will experience rejection. I will experience persecution. I will even experience frustration caused by the world and the weakness of my sinful flesh. What makes each of these worse is they will be used by the devil to lead me to an incorrect conclusion. I quit. While my sinful weak flesh may relish the thought of severing my relationship with Jesus, the new creation in me needs to remain in control. That new creation, brought about by Jesus' precious sacrifice and the work of the Holy Spirit through the gospel, gives me the resolve I need not to quit. I see my Savior's strength as my strength to overcome temptation. I see my Savior's perseverance as my perseverance to endure all things. I see my Savior's faithfulness as my faithfulness to support me through every struggle. I quit. Although many decided Jesus wasn't right for them, through faith I come to a different conclusion. Because of all he has done for me and continues to do for me, my response is this: Savior, lead. I follow you. Our prayer today is these hymn verses. Savior, I follow on, guided by thee. See not yet the hand that leadeth me. Hushed be my heart and still, fear I no further ill. Only to meet thy will, my will shall be. Savior, I long to walk closer with thee, led by thy guiding hand, ever to be, constantly near thy side, quickened and purified, living for him who died freely for me. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.